New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has filed a notice of intent to sue the EPA, claiming the agency violated the Clean Air Act. Environmental Protection Bureau Assistant Attorney General and lead attorney for the case, Michael Myers, says the lawsuit is an effort to control a potent greenhouse gas.
The basis of this lawsuit is that every 8 years, under a provision of the Clean Air Act called the New Source Performance Standards, EPA is supposed to review and, as appropriate, revise emission standards that apply to different categories of industry. And here we're talking about oil and gas, drilling, and distribution. When the EPA did look at the standards that it had in place for oil and gas, it did not put in place standards to regulate methane emissions from oil and gas operations.
Industry representatives say the lawsuit won't go anywhere because standards have been set. American Petroleum Institute Director of Regulatory and Scientific Affairs Howard Feldman says the lawsuit makes no sense.
The EPA has put in place a new set of standards to control emissions from oil and gas operations this year. And one of the major features that that new set of emissions requirements does is it will significantly reduce methane emissions from oil and gas operations. So the controls are already in place. The other part of this is EPA has already been sued once before to put in greenhouse gas emissions reductions, and the court said EPA is not compelled to do it immediately. So those two parts together make the suit seem to be going nowhere.
But Assistant Attorney General Michael Myers notes the industry controls do not target methane emissions.
What the agency said here was that because we are regulating other pollutants that come from these same operations, there are going to be some incidental benefits that will occur with respect to reducing methane. And while that is true to a certain extent, it leaves a vast majority of those methane emissions unregulated.
Methane is more potent than carbon dioxide as a greenhouse gas. Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth is concerned because hydraulic fracturing is one of the largest sources of methane emissions.
Oil and gas operations, particularly high-volume hydraulic fracturing, has become the new big source of methane. And methane, in terms of being a heat-trapping gas, is about 10 to 12 times more efficient than carbon dioxide. So we have to be extremely careful about how much we release into the atmosphere. And the high-volume hydraulic fracturing has become the second largest source of methane release into the atmosphere.
The seven states that filed the required 60-day notice to EPA are New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.